This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I have to sign letters. It's the hardest thing I have to do. I sign letters. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith from Arkansas. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jones from Alabama. Dear Mr. and Mrs. somebody from some great state. I'm sorry to inform you, your son has been killed in combat. I'm so sorry. It's the hardest thing that I have to do. And I sign those letters, and it breaks your heart. And sometimes I go out to a place, Dover Air Force Base. It's a very tough experience. We go out there, and we meet the parents and the families, the wives, the children, the sisters, the brothers. We meet them, and we talk to them. These things are just impossible. I don't know how parents can do it, even. And I'll be talking to some of the parents, and they'll act like they're fine. I said, how are you doing? We're fine, sir. We're fine. We're really good. I said, that's great. And I'll tell the colonel, I said, Colonel, I think they're doing great. No, sir. They're not going to do great. You'll see. And I didn't know what he was talking about. This is the first time. And then we went outside to the runway, and this incredible machine is flying in, and it lands, and it comes over, and it pulls up. That door opens up, and the colonel told me, he said, sir, when that door opens up, those same people that you think are okay do things that you'll never see. You will hear sounds like you've never heard. That's what he did. And I saw that door open up with a coffin with a flag over it. And these beautiful soldiers, five or six on each side, lifting the coffin and walking down the runway, the plank they call it, off this cargo plane. And I see parents make sounds, scream and cry like you've never seen before. A mother who was fine 20 minutes ago, you think, breaking the military line and jumping off and then jumping onto a coffin of her son or her daughter, jumping on top of the flowers, on top of the American flag. I've seen this. We were supposed to be in Syria for 30 days. We've now been there for 10 years. We were supposed to be in Afghanistan for a short period of time. We're now going to be there for close to 19 years. It's time to bring them home. It's time to bring them home.
We know that Trump had talked to the Iraqi president last week before this happened and said, we're pulling out. And the letters had been prepared. And someone inside the Pentagon got mad and sent that letter out to the world yesterday. And the Pentagon confirmed, yes, it's real. The Iraqi president wasn't lying. We were about to leave. And then the president was told something by the Pentagon that Soleimani was going to launch massive Shiite attacks across the Middle East. And so Trump decisively acted because he was on the terror list, on a kill list. Obama had been stopping it. Obama had back channels to Soleimani. So did Kerry. And so I said, well, I backed the president. And I still think the president thought he was doing the right thing. But remember back when the president understood that these endless wars were bad just a few months ago. That was the video you mentioned, Syrian girl. What would you like to say to the president in 60 seconds?
Just to, you know, remember that feeling of the seeing the women crying, because that's just going to happen more and more and in a much bigger scale. This stuff about massive Shiite attacks, Iraq, we were told, is 60% Shiite. They are, you know, right next door to Iran. I realize that Iraq and the U.S. and Iran are in kind of a tug of war over influence in Iraq, but this is Iran's, like, next-door neighbor. This is not really something that Americans need to throw their lives away on. I can't understand why it would be in the United States' interest unless you think about Raytheon and all the weapons manufacturing companies who have been bombing Iraq for the last 3 decades, and I probably have grown addicted to it to the point that pulling out...
Stay right there, Syrian girl. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWars. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020. If you just joined us, I played a very powerful video that we put out 3 months ago titled Tearjerker, President Trump Issues Powerful Message on Ending War. And it's a fact that we went over there and started these wars. It's a fact that the EU then opens its borders to Islamify Europe and create a global crisis. This is a Hegelian dialectic to bring in world government based on world crisis, in my view. And I know that the Quds forces have funded Hezbollah. I know they blew up the Marine base. I know they are behind the IEDs. I know their militias are behind driving out the U.S. forces. We shouldn't have been there. But that doesn't mean I support people that blew up friends of mine, family of mine with those IEDs. It doesn't mean that they don't hang political dissidents in Iran. It doesn't mean that women have to wear hijabs there. It doesn't mean that I don't support the Iranian people if they want getting a better government. But all this happened because in 53 we overthrew pro-American, secularist Mohammad Mossadegh. And then we overthrew, not we, but the globalist, the Shah, because he wasn't following orders. And they put the Ayatollahs in there, and that's been declassified. And then they had the whole thing in 79 to embarrass Carter to get Reagan in. I like Reagan, but that doesn't mean I support the deep state, giving them the idea to kidnap those folks at the embassy and then do all that. And that's all come out as the Iran-Contra scam. They did that. And so I was seeing what was happening as a way for them to try to take over that embassy to hopefully get hostages to then make Trump look weak. And then I think Trump acted to look strong because the back channel of Obama and Kerry were working through Soleimani and the Iranians to embarrass Trump because Soleimani was becoming popular and was moving in the Middle East. That was one angle I saw. Doesn't mean it's totally accurate, but that's what I saw. In closing, Tom Papert, what's your view on that in the big picture? Then we'll finish up with Syrian girl.
Well, Alex, you are correct that the United States has a terrible, terrible, terrible luck with regime change in the Middle East. Has it worked in Europe? Yes. Has it worked in Asia? Yes, to some extent with Japan and Germany in the Second World War. But ever since the 1950s, we have failed time and time again at killing dictators and replacing them with either democratic governments or better dictators. So there is absolutely no reason to believe that if the deep state gets its way and there is a full-scale invasion and regime change in Iran, that it would work any other way. It will likely just be another country. Now the eighth in 15 or 20 years that the United States invades or bombs, topples the government, and leaves a smoldering ruin. And as you know, Alex, in 1973, Iranian girls looked like Marilyn Monroe. They went around in bikinis, and they didn't have to cover their face. And now they look like garbage bags. So the United States has already had a terrible record in Iran.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we need to uncover all these girls. Look at Syrian girl right here. So I really do appreciate you, Tom Papert, and your fine points at nationalfile.com. I know you've got more reports coming out on the Clinton-Obama stay-behind networks that Pompeo has allowed to stay at the State Department to censor the American people and suppress voters and undermine President Trump. Really huge news breaking over at nationalfile.com. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Alex.
Syrian girl, One thing about being a good talk show host is they say you got to be decisive. You got to stick to your guns. Well, I never did that on purpose. But when it comes to this war, when it comes to the Middle East, and when it comes to all the triple dealing, I am double-minded some. I support the president. I'm not in love with Soleimani, but it's true. The West started the Arab Spring to put al-Qaeda, ISIS, al-Nusra, Saudi Arabian-backed, really nasty people in control of Libya, in control of Egypt, in control of Syria. And then finally Trump got in, Rand Paul was against it, and everybody else said we're not al-Qaeda's air force. And we stepped aside and let Russia and Iran go in and clean that out. Now Soleimani and others have been rewarded for that help by being killed. That is a perspective, and I think really, if you have to weigh it, I think overall you're right. That you can't say he's a great guy helping take out al-Qaeda and then a year later kill him say all of this. Because if they were always saying he was bad from a perspective, you could respect that. But it's this back and forth. And I'm really worried they're trapping Trump. They're trying to escalate a war. They've been trying to trap Trump. The mullahs shot their mouths off and said, you can do nothing, Trump. Did do some provocative stuff. So I see why Trump did it. But I agree with you that I think he's been duped. And I think it's like quicksand. What would you say about the big picture and where this is going? And what is your message to President Trump?
Well, I think if you support Trump, then perhaps he's in a difficult position and he needs someone to support him and strengthen his position to pull troops out of the Middle East. That Trump that we heard 3 months ago, the one that had tears in his eyes, that seemed to be way more authentic than the one we're getting now. Perhaps he's being pressured, perhaps, you know, he's getting bad intelligence. And
when he's making these statements, he's not enjoying the statements.
Not as much as that. I saw how much he enjoyed finally, like a sense of release that he could say these things about the Middle East being a bad idea. Because that's the Trump that was elected as well. So perhaps, you know, in supporting him, you could support him in that position and against the deep state. That could be a way in which to support him. But, you know, in
that's
terms
a great
of
point.
What's
like support,
happen next,
support the Trump we elected, not the one the neocons want him to be.
Yes, strengthen his back on that position. You know, show him that his followers, that is what they want. That is the outcome that they want. And if he can see that this is what his base wants, then that will give him a tool against the deep state to use that, look, these people don't want a war. I mean, the fact that he said that I don't want a war and this is not going to result in a war just shows that he understands that people don't want one, but the deep state obviously does. And unfortunately, I do think that there will be a retaliation by Iran, but the question is there going to be a subsequent retaliation and a subsequent retaliation after that? And that's going to be up to the United States. So when it comes to you and I, we both agree that we like a secular government. We want people to be free to dress as they want. But on the other hand, Iran isn't coming to Syria and telling Syrians how to dress. They've never done that. Hezbollah didn't do that either. They came and they fought al-Qaeda. They protected some churches. Hezbollah was founded in 1985. The Marine base bombing was in 1983. But somehow the propaganda has made that connection between them.
It was Iran. You're absolutely right. Let's pull back then. Another big point is they're saying we'll also target holy sites, saying that's what Iran does. Iran is not al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's who targets holy sites. So threatening to blow up Iran's holy sites, that is like really demanding a war right there, and it's not good.
Well, not just holy sites, but like Persian history sites, like, Persian cities and ruins, like 5,000-year-old ruins. Those are the cultural sites. But like Iran is currently saying, we're not going to target any civilians. That's what the mullah is saying, the head guy in Iran. Hezbollah is saying, nobody targets civilians. That's just going to make things worse. So they're trying to control anyone if they are thinking anything crazy. So there's that we have to remember to show you that it's not going to go out of control and into bombing Trump Tower. I think that maybe that was someone was saying it as a joke, like, oh, what historical sites can there be bombed in the United States? Oh, maybe a Trump Tower. You know, but civilian targets are, as they say, not on the list. More likely they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz, they're going to push U.S. soldiers out of Iraq and Syria. That's a much more realistic kind of retaliation that we might see. And the question is, what will the United States response be to that? If it's a military against a military, is it going to keep escalating? And is Russia coming in? Because Russia's coming in now saying they're going to give S-400s to Iraq, and they're meeting with Assad in Syria. And what I base my position on a lot is I look at what the Syrian Christians are thinking, on what Iraqi Christians are thinking, and they're not happy about this assassination. On the contrary, because it's damaging to them. I mean, threatening Iraq with sanctions for asking the United States occupation to be over, you know, that's going to hurt Christian communities that are still living in Saudi Iraq. So how is that good for the Middle East? Or
all right, Syrian girl, join us again soon. Always enjoy having you on, at Partisan Girl on Twitter. Again, thank you so much and be safe.
Thank you so much, Alex. You're always great.
Thank you. You're awesome. It's good to get different perspectives, really have an open discussion. Clyde Lewis is up next. Great syndicated talk show host, a great brain. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Being set up into a trap. Darren McGreen came up with this analysis a few days ago, brought it to me, and I said, that should be an article, and that should be a video. McGreen's been here, I don't know, 9-10 years, really smart guy. His son works here, too. Does a great job as a writer, Kellen McGreen. Married, got kids, whole nine yards, good guys. It's a family. We've been around a while here. Got roots, and I looked at this, and I'm like, my God, they've really opened the door up. I totally agree with this being a real danger. They can now kill Trump and blame it on Iran and get the giant war they've been wanting. Here it is.
Warning. The stage is set for Trump's assassination. Could the deep state use threats from Iran to complete their coup against President Trump?
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
The government's going to kill this guy.
The establishment might have finally set the stage for the perfect false flag to bury the president. Here's the scenario. We all know the evil Democrats would love to orchestrate a JFK-style coup to get rid of Trump, but fear the repercussions would mean another civil war in America. Normally, the criminal elite would not be opposed to civil war as long as they were able to maintain order out of chaos. However, the assassination of Trump would not work in their favor. American patriots on the streets and within the military would rise up and destroy the Democratic Party and their brainwashed supporters with a vengeance. Enter the enemy within, the neocons. The recent decision to authorize a U.S. airstrike that barbecued Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, was a bold and justified response to Iran's terrorist campaign throughout the Middle East. Nobody mourns the death of Soleimani, may he rot in hell, but the action could very well set the course for a much larger conflict in the Middle East and might have sealed the fate for President Trump here at home. Now, both sides of the establishment, left and right, have the opportunity they've been waiting for. The ultimate false flag attack to strike down our president. Because now, if Trump gets assassinated, the American people will no longer suspect the criminal cartel operating the deep state. Instead, they will blame the murder on Iran, and the American media will fully support that narrative. This will ultimately prevent civil war and divert the people's anger away from the treasonous Democrats. The death of Trump would mean no indictments against Democratic leaders, Hollywood celebrities, wealthy elites like George Soros, and criminal operatives within the mainstream media. The establishment would regain total control of the White House. The American people would be duped into another war, and the military-industrial complex would once again be satisfied. Now, am I saying this is absolutely going to happen? No. This is not a prediction. This is a warning. Trump better watch his ass.
And while we get Clyde Lewis's Skype that just dropped back on, I want to just remind listeners that Obama, Hillary, globalist deep staters publicly were put into the State Department and other agencies to direct big tech censoring InfoWars, and now all other conservatives, Christians, and nationalists, and Trump must act against it. It's not just private companies doing what they want. It's rogue government systems carrying this out. Or maybe Trump knows and is suckering us all. I don't think that's the case because they're undercutting him. These very groups are saying he's full of crap. It's illegal. It's out of control. Please don't forget that, yes, we've had that giant year-end sale that's our biggest sale in our history. We'll never have a sale that big again. And it's a total clearance sale, and we've sold out a lot of our best-selling items. A lot of other best-selling items are still there. And I've just been working 18 hours a day on news stories and big developments and things I've got cooking I can't tell you about yet. And again, I'm not bragging. I just want you to know you're not just seeing what we do here on the service. That's pretty amazing. You're not just seeing Owen, you know, in Congress and the armored vehicles and the top stories and the breaking news and game changing over and over again. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes where we don't get the credit, and that's good. Because I already had stuff going on and worked with folks and had submarine operations before the deplatforming because we knew it was coming. Oh, yeah. So just know this. Keeping us in the fight is so critical. And this sale is the best chance for you ever to try out these products if you haven't tried them and been on the fence, because you can't lose unless you don't order the products. Because funding our operations is a total win right there. Then you get them and they're good for you and they make your life better. That's a 360 win. Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find under the tongue, 60% off. Selenium, Biotrue Selenium for the mustard seed, 60% off. Knockout, great sleep aid, 60% off. Brainforce Plus, great nootropic, mental stamina, clarity, without the crash, 60% off. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, 50% off. Super Silver Tea Tree with the colloidal silver iodine, 50% off. Alba Power, 60% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, $9.95. Almost sold out. Again, it's all there. VasoBeat, so good for your heart and vascular systems. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And it really is the final hours. I've just got to go look at all the inventory, look at some of the new sales, and do 4 or 5 hours of work, because I basically run the whole show up here. Then work with the graphics folks. We just haven't gotten around to it, but it helps you take advantage of this. So thank you all for your support. These are great products. The Wake of America coffee, you name it. And we're really a mothership to support and magnify all the other great folks. Well, I got to go on his syndicated show last week. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of smart folks we have on, but his perspective is dead on, but also from an angle that's pretty technical from the jargon they actually use on the inside of the system. Clyde Lewis joins us. I appreciate Clyde coming on. At Clyde Lewis on Twitter, groundzeromedia.org. We got a few minutes to break, and we'll have two segments with Clyde. Clyde, thanks for coming on with us today from Ground Zero. Your two-minute summation of what's currently happening in the world, what you think's going on.
We're at war in this country. That's my two-minute summation. I can give it to you in seconds. So we're in war in this country. Not only do we see that problems are happening in Virginia, where we're looking at possible militias rising up against state government localization, we're looking at what the Founding Fathers had said, and that is, if we become too hyper-partisan, we're certainly going to fall into despotism and civil war. And it's evident with what's going on also with the Middle East, because there's a question as to whether or not a president has used restraint, such as Donald Trump has been using, has all of a sudden decided that he wants to go after somebody in the Middle East, which makes me wonder if it's all a neocon ploy. And a lot of people are questioning this. Even people that I don't even think would even consider themselves conspiracy theorists are actually contemplating this as to what's going on.
Exactly. Last night, Owen Schroyer went down. So it's on InfoWars.com. We should take the excerpts and really make a featured video out of it. He went down to an anti-war rally, and there were more Trump supporters there protesting the war than the left. I mean, Trump supporters are pissed.
Yeah, well, it's because, you have a president who obviously has used restraint, more of a peace president. I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, he's not a peace president, but he has been. He hasn't wanted to go to war. In fact, he'd rather negotiate than go to war. Has all of a sudden decided, well, now I'm going to do this. And, of course, he can be told what to say. He can get him to say whatever he wants to say. But I have a feeling that what happened was that the brass decided that they were going to do something and give him some choices. And when they gave him the choices, he chose that.
That's right. Clyde Lewis, I'm glad you bring up Virginia. That's something that I've been blocking out of my mind. I'm so worried about it. We need to talk about civil war. Stay with us. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time. A total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Fathers warned us about hyperpartisanship to bring about despotism and civil war. That's what Clyde Lewis wrote. He's one of those few talk show hosts that when I'm sitting there on his show and he's talking for 5 minutes before he goes to me, because I do the same thing where I lay out my facts, then I go to the other host and hear what they have to say, I'm actually interested. Because he knows what he's talking about, and I've done so much research, but I forget a lot of it, and he'll bring up a government document or legislation or a statement. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that 20 years ago. And what I like is folks that have good memories and then can tie it in congruently to the larger global plan and who the different factors are. Now,
This Virginia thing is so out of control and so big that it actually makes my heart pitter-pat, which most stuff doesn't. You've got the Democrats in the deep state. The governor's saying we keep babies alive, and then the Blackfoot face is released. And then you've got they're trying to shut down the gun stores and any type of self-defense training. And they have bills introduced to shut down the shooting ranges. They have one specifically to shut down the NRA, the way it's tailored. So they're really trying to start a fight. And then clearly they hired all these former Obama people who had just worked for Obama and Hillary a year before. Four of the five white supremacist leaders in Charlottesville were like Democrats before. So, oh, they've now turned to Nazis. Completely transparent. We're not saying a woman didn't die. We're not saying there weren't crowds on both sides. No. But they're organizing a clash. And now, with what they're trying to do in Virginia, and the Democrats saying, state reps, we want the military to take guns. We want the UN, the UN Unideer head, the head of the UN small arms operation. I played the video last week saying, no, we may have to come to America and take the guns. And the UN putting out job applications for that. For America, that is meant to stoke a revolution because we're winning politically. We've got an anti-war president, at least we did. Globalism's unpopular. So I think what Clyde Lewis was getting at, and you have the floor, my friend, is that they're really trying to start something. I'm going to be in Virginia. This is where I'm announcing it. Not just Owen Schroyer, not just Savannah Hernandez. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the Women's March in D.C. I'm going to be there on the 20th when the new legislature comes in the Commonwealth. And where they're promising, you know, gun confiscation and registration. And I'm going to be there preaching peace and justice and freedom. And even if they can get some of the blue cities to raid and confiscate guns of veterans or something, or even if they shoot an old veteran down, I'm not being a coward here. I'm saying hold your powder like Gandhi did. We don't want a shooting war because they're going to try to start something. And if they, just like when they attacked the embassy and we didn't attack back, it made Iran look bad. I'm not saying let them kill old veterans, but I think they're clearly going to try to start something to get a shooting war going, and I don't want to take the bait. So how do you walk that line, Clyde Lewis, and is that what you're getting at?
Well, I would say that history is certainly a storyteller, a big storyteller. We've got to look at quinodynamics, I guess that's what you call them. You look back at history, look at human behavior. The founding fathers and the framers knew this was going to happen. They knew that if hyper-partisanship was to take over. I mean, you look back at the 1960s all the way through the 1990s, it was almost like four parties, not just two. We had, of course, we had conservative Democrats, we had liberal Democrats, we had liberal Republicans, we had conservative Republicans, but now it's been divided into two parties, and the two parties are basically becoming sycophants for whoever is there leading them and listening to them, and they don't look at the corruption that's going on that's happening with both parties. I mean, it's interesting how we can all jump up and down, scream, yell, and have this enraged, manufactured anger over Donald Trump, but they don't look at the other corruptions going on the other side with Adam Schiff and others. I can tell you now that the way this is going, they're going to raise more, or at least try to find other articles of impeachment against the president. The House is going to come after President Trump for what happened recently with Soleimani, and it's like we are at war. I mean, we're not only at war in our government between the parties, but we're at war with what's going on in Virginia right now, and it's because of the fact that this hyper-partisanship. Hyper-partisanship will create civil war in this country if we don't stop.
And the reason
together.
The founders knew that is their families had all fled from the civil wars that had killed millions, dozens of these damn wars, right before the founding of this country. People were fleeing to get away from the civil wars that were happening in England.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, they knew they didn't want the two-party system. They warned of a two-party system. And it was basically Washington and Adams that came forward, and they said, if consistent partisan majorities ever take over the United States, they will control the government and it will use its power to oppress the minority. The republic will fall. There's no doubt. And here's the thing. If we continue to go after the president, if we continue to have the division within our own government, there will be entities outside of this country that will see us as being ungovernable. okay?
And that's the PsyCons coming in. And again, and I don't want to get into party system. Like, I'm the guy who says, escape the left-right paradigm. We had a populist revolution via Trump. If we could reform things through there, that's great. But absolutely. But the Democrats are becoming, like, foaming at the mouth, psychotic piranhas, and they're on the PsyCon payroll. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it's obvious that they're recruiting people at the UN to disarm, demobilize, and also put people in detainment camps. REX 2020 is going to happen if we don't watch what we're doing. And what I mean by that is REX 84, Ready Exercise 84, where they were going to round up people anyway back at the Reagan administration Oliver North was involved with this, a bunch of people were involved with this, and we all know what REX 84 is. I mean, back 12 years ago, we were talking about the FEMA camps. Well, guess what, guys? Those FEMA camps are still in existence. They haven't gone anywhere, and they're just waiting to be filled. And all we need is we need just a few traumatic events happening in this country where you can't trust anyone. You can't trust your politician. You can't trust your neighbor. And if that's the case, if we're at that point where we can't trust anybody, the whole area is seen as criminal, then another group will step in, like the UN or other groups, and they will say the United States has been declared ungovernable. We're going to start rounding people up, and we're going to round up the dissidents and those who are not going to go by our rule. Globalization is ubiquitous. They had a plan, and I was talking about the National Intelligence Council had a plan called Mapping the Global Future. This was back in 2004. They had stated, a guy by the name of Matthew Burroughs had stated, that the United States, their forms of government, would erode to the point where we would fall to despotism based on what the founding fathers and the framers said. Hyperpartisan. Okay, being hyperpartisan is what was going to do this. And intelligence officials were actually, and get a little of this, they were actually talking about how America would erode so badly, and they actually said that in 2020 there would be a woman president, get a little of this, and that she would have to struggle to, quote, make America great again.
That's right. I mean, so they've been scripting battle plans. No, you're absolutely right. And then now they're trying to bring back all those Rex 84 plans. Who do you think the different factions are? Because we know there's two parties, but there's really just the globalist neocons and the leftist globalists working together, in my view. And I think people realize a populist movement is the way to go. But and populism is spreading all over the world, but these stay-behind networks inside government are just still embedded, creating crises.
Well, and what's interesting about Mapping the Global Future, when they were talking about this in 2004, what they're really surprised about is they were believing that populism and nationalism would take place, but only in Asian and Latin American countries. They didn't expect Brexit. They didn't expect the United States. They didn't expect Donald Trump, okay? But they did have an idea that there would also be, within the Middle East, a fanatic organization that would certainly they would radicalize a lot of young Muslims who actually join up and just start destroying everything. So you look at the Intelligence Council and what they're behind, they predicted there'd be an upsurge in populism and nationalism in 2020. But they were like saying, well, look, you know, America is getting tired of being the world's police force. And so they're tired of shouldering the burden of securing allies, especially those who think the Pax Americana is nonsense. And it's funny because Donald Trump says the same thing. Well, why are we allowing this to happen? Why are we being abused? America is getting a rotten deal. And you know, it's all, if you read the plan, it is a threat assessment for 2020. It is a goal for 2020. And beyond that, we look at threat assessments with North Korea.
Stay there, Dylan. Stay there. We're going to come right back with you. People should check out his website.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Joseph Watson has been doing deep research on who's behind the Australian fires, and he's going to be covering that a lot more in the fourth hour today. That Owen Schroyer hosting the War Room. His co-host is facing prison time, Roger Stone, so he's gagged by a judge and can't speak. And they're trying to put me in prison as well right now. Clyde Lewis is here. We really appreciate him coming on. GroundZeroMedia.org, GroundZeroMedia.org. .org and at Clyde Lewis on Twitter. Clyde, in the time we have left today, what is your gut level prediction for how Trump's going to end it? You know, I felt like he was pretty much had that aura of invincibility about him because all the charges against him were fake and everything they tried failed. And he was anti-war in 2003 and he was now. I feel like it's kind of like cotton candy energy. You get a sugar spike, but it goes away quickly. It's really hurting him with a lot of his real base. And I understand we're going to be in some wars. Sometimes we're going to have some problems. But I just really fear for the president. I see Biden saying, I'm running on Charlottesville. They want to relaunch Charlottesville. coming up here in like 13 days. They're hoping for clashes. That's why I'm going there to call for peace. And you can just really, I think in slow motion, see what they're going to pull here.
Yeah, I can tell you this. You know, with the way we are right now in this country, we do not know the good guys from the bad guys, and that's bad. And what I mean by that is that even at home, we don't know who the good guys or the bad guys are. We know that the person we don't agree with is the bad guy, and that's not very good. And let me read you what George Washington had to say in his farewell address. He said, "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which is different ages in different countries, has perpetrated the most horrid enormities. In itself is frightful despotism." We are, right now, in a form of despotism that is breaking the republic. Donald Trump has no control over how this is going to turn out. We have to do watch and wait now with what the response may be from Iran with regard to Soleimani's death. I think that right now, though, we're going to hear a lot of saber rattling and a lot of other things. I think the House is going to pull a move against Trump with regard to what happened in the Middle East. It's going to cause more division. It's going to cause more anger. And like I said, more papers of impeachment. They're going to be filing more papers of impeachment. We've got a number of people that are going to be going to trial here soon that are totally going to try and bring down President Trump because of the fact that he has been very isolationist. He's been very pacifist in the situation. They don't like the pacifism. You've got the neocons. I mean, look at how many times Pompeo speaks over the president. Pompeo is on TV speaking. I'm sure that, you know, Tom Bolton is in the background also, you know, getting a big chub over the what happened in the Middle East. I mean, and the American people are divided. They need to realize that whatever they hear from the media now is just stories. It's not a way to prove or make an opinion on anything.
I was about to say, Clark, I don't want to bring myself into this, but you're a smart guy on media. I really want to ask you. They said I lost a lawsuit called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook for a book I didn't write. I didn't lose that lawsuit. Then they put out fake news stories that I lost a court case when they exaggerated like a year and a half of court filings, and I actually wasn't fined $100,000. They just said if I ever lost the case, I might have to pay court fees because I filed something. That's how that works. But they're just playing these. They put it on every channel on New Year's Eve like they were invading a country. And I talked to a former high-level CIA guy on air, and he said, yeah, that's Operation Mockingbird. Well, of course it is. When every channel, I mean, I got crew here that, you know, got it on their hip-hop alerts. I got people that are on tennis groups. Apple News put it out. Why would they on every channel say that I lost a Sandy Hook lawsuit, and why are they trying to make that my identity when I never even talk about it hardly?
Because that's the way the media operates. If they find somebody they want to target, they target them. Like, look at Richard Jewell. I mean, we saw that movie, Richard Jewell. You saw what happened to Richard Jewell. You know, you look at, there are several movies right now that are out that are trying to skewer the media. Some praise the media. But right now we're in a situation where it's like chemotherapy. They see Donald Trump as a cancer, so therefore they're going to poison the well with all the media. They see people, they target people as cancers. They say, well, they don't speak our message, so we're going to target them. I mean, right now, I've got, what, 100,000, maybe more followers on my Facebook page. Do you realize that my newsfeed doesn't even get out to maybe five people? And it's because of the fact that I've been shadow banned. I'm frustrated about this because they just put out a, what is it, TalkStream Live tally of 30 million people sampled. We are now the number five most listened to radio show on the internet right now. And yet, I'm not getting the response I'd like to get because I'm being blocked.
Oh, no, when you're popular, is when they shadow ban you, Clyde. I mean, welcome to the club here. Look at this. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news. Now, that's 8 years old, okay? But the point is that that's what they're doing, and they have this, Pompeo is running groups in the State Department that are attacking Trump, and Trump doesn't even know this.
I remember the time we were neck and neck in that poll. You and I both. We were neck and neck in that poll. We were below the big money people like Rush and Sean and all these people. But you and I were neck and neck. Ever since they went after you, you dropped, I rose. I'm now going to probably take the hit, get a few probably, as more people know who I am. I'm coming up the ranks. I've been at this now for about 25 years. What set me back was my sicknesses that I had. Now I'm back on track again doing what I'm doing. And I'm just waiting for, you know, someone to kick me where it hurts. so that I can feel the same pain.
And I listen to your show, and I've heard it for years, the local station as well, Clyde. You're calling for unity. You're like a classical liberal is what I would call you. You don't like labels, but like a classical liberal is like, let's all get along. Everybody has speech. Hey, let's not be a partisan thing. But now, again, I mean, I know even when you have me on Facebook, shadow bans you even more. This is the control, and it's so scary. And I think they use hyper-polarized people like myself, where the media strawmanned me, as a lightning rod to get the left used to being authoritarian and censoring.
They're using it to vilify conspiracy theory, but you're like me. You're an analyst. You analyze conspiracy theory. I think they don't understand that, you know, everybody, even police officers and other people, indulge in what is known as theory or hypothesis or analysis.
You have to war game stuff. And then we'll question all sides. They'll cherry pick that of one little devil's advocate discussion we have and say that's our view and it's not.
You call it an info war. I call it framing war. And that's what it is.
Explain framing wars, because that's what they call it.
Yeah, framing war is where you have different factions trying to frame the narrative in a way that becomes an echo chamber for those who have biases. And the trouble is people don't understand. Some of the biggest commentators that are on the news right now are not journalists. They're basically commentators. They give opinion. And like I said, in 2020, we need to look at all of these things we hear, the things we read, as just stories. They should never be used to form an opinion. They should be used as something to consider. And from there, if you find more information that gives you precedent, that makes you feel like this is something you need to move forward to. I mean, you and I anymore have trepidation with regard to some of the things I report. But lately, though, I've been going back to analysis. Lately, though, I've been going back to these old documents that the government themselves have put out for threat assessment and, analysis. They look at the American people. They look at the populist nationalist movements and the hyperpartisanship as an ungovernable scenario where we push ourselves into despotism and a foreign body will then come in and bring order to everything, and which would include gun taking, maybe dethroning president, maybe dethroning local government. You don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to do something.
And in closing, please come back again soon to flesh this out more. In a framing war, look at how Google and others in the last decade put people into echo chambers on purpose to make us dial down with blinders on so we wouldn't communicate with others. They radicalized everyone on purpose to balkanize us. So that governmental report says, oh, look out for balkanization, look out for ultra-partisanship. But meanwhile, other powerful forces in government and media have been working to do just that, and now we see the fruits of it. We're on the verge of physical civil war.
They are not at all ashamed to put CIA agents in the seats that are speaking to you from the networks. Keep that in mind. You have people like Brennan and others who are there, and they are known CIA operatives that are giving you that information. Plus, you need to understand the algorithm situation. Algorithms are going to push you to actually support oligarchs in the asylum, and this is what is happening in this country. Are you going to leave it up to the CIA and the deep state giving you news and information? Are you going to leave it up to algorithms that don't care where you go because they're computers and the AI is taking over making choices for you? We need to understand that we've got to think outside the algorithms and we've got to consider stories, not use them as opinion, and not quote what these Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC talk about.
Do five more minutes with us. We got to go to break for 2 minutes. We're going to be back. Todd Lewis is in Fuego right now. Paul Watson coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.